Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of me, the life inside of me.
This is Kino Empowerment Radio, KEIFM.com, and the program is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you? Hope you are doing great. We are on lesson from Philip and the Ethiopian official connecting. So we are going to continue now. Father, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory today. We give you all the praises. We honor you, O God. We thank you for all you have done for us. You continue to do. We are here today. Teach us, guide us. In the name of Jesus, help us to hear from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So, I don't know. I hope you are receiving from this connection, this divine appointment between Philip and the Ethiopian official. It's so amazing. It's just for what we can get from here. I hope you'll be reading it, and I pray that God will continue to reveal things to you from this very paragraph of this book of Acts. So I don't know if I have time to go through this section of the scripture, but I just encourage you to read from the book of Acts, chapter 8, from verse 26 to the end of that chapter. Okay? So time may not permit me to go wide, but I just wanted to talk about, I just wanted us to talk about the lesson from the Philip and the Ethiopian official connecting together on that road. It's amazing. You see, so we see that from the very first part of the session of this book of Acts, we see that the angel of the Lord uses people. Said, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. You see, God still uses you and me. He uses people who have given themselves or offered themselves a living sacrifice to Him. And He will use them. That is broken. He will what? Use them. Now, let me, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I just wanted to read 2 Timothy, okay? 2 Timothy chapter 2, okay? See, there's, I'm going to be quoting so much from this very chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good works. So then he began to list processes through which we will be able to clean ourselves, prepare ourselves for that same good work. So it all depends the type of work we want to unveil ourselves with. So it does not completely depend on God to say, okay, let me use Mr. D. And it also not completely depend on me not availing myself. I don't know how I'm explaining myself. What I'm saying, it requires God's provision and me availing myself. You see, I have to complete. I have to prepare myself. And God will use them. See? So that's what I'm trying to say. So you see the amazing use of faith. He has just done a crusade in Samaria. Now you have from the law. Now I want you to go on this road. And we see the result of that, hallelujah. So the scripture said that he what? What did he say? In that verse. Now an angel of the Lord spoke. So when he spoke, he had a hearing here, a listening ear, So we need to develop our hearing here. We are able to hear, we are able to see, and we are able to what? Feel. So, and what happens? Said he arose and went. See, just like the obedience of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. You see, so the obedience to the Lord is surely one of the reasons the Lord was able to use Philip so mightily. He knew this is a vessel that I will be able to speak to, I will be able to talk to. It's a vessel that will hear me. So he was able to use him mightily. And he transformed the area. My question is, how is our obedience when the Lord speaks to us? How is our obedience? Are we doing what God tells us to do? You know, one of the things we also need to see here that at the end of the meeting, the explanation of the scripture, the understanding of the scripture, the conversation and all that, now we saw that the obedience of Philip led to what? His led to the Enoch salvation. So I can simply put it this way: other salvation depends on our obedience. That is, other people's salvation depends on us obeying what the Lord has told us to do. He just said, "Arise and go down from Jerusalem to Gaza." He didn't tell him the details. He didn't say, "Now, when you go on this road to Gaza, you are going to meet a guy on the road, and this man is going to be the Candace, the Queen of Ethiopia, official, the finance minister, and he's going to be reading the book of Isaiah. So you are going to ask him, 'What are you reading? Do you understand what you are reading? Can I explain it to you? Oh, do you know the scripture? Can I this person, so I know the word of God, I will be able to explain it to you. I'm sent from this to explain it to you.' No. He simply told him that just arise and goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. I'm not saying that those revelations are not good. They are good. But most of the time, the Lord doesn't show us the whole picture. He just told him to go south to this road that ran between Gaza and Jerusalem. So the Lord doesn't tell us all the details. He gave instruction to us one step at a time. And based on the first instruction he gives us, we obey Then he gives another instruction. Then based on that instruction of our obedience, he gives another instruction. Just like when we go to elementary school, we first of all learn 1 plus 1, then after 1 plus 1, then 2 plus 2, then after that we begin to learn subtraction, addition, multiplication, division, just building on what we have understood from the very, very basic concept. So now he gives instruction to us one step at a time. And we have to be obedient and act on the revelation we have in order to get the rest of what he wants to reveal to us. So we can suppose that if Philip hadn't done what the Lord told him to do, Ethiopian wouldn't have understood this section of the scripture and be born again and be used as a vessel in that region and spread the gospel in that region of Africa. So it is very important that we obey the Lord's instruction and be obedient to what we've been asked to do. Sometimes the Lord's instruction to us, it might just be like small, but as we obey that small instruction, to discover that it's huge of what the Lord is trying to do. Just imagine, you say, arise and go down from Jerusalem to Gaza. Most of the time we say, okay, what do you want me to do there? Why do you want me to arise and start going to Jerusalem to Gaza? Am I a crazy man, Lord? Are you sure you are speaking to me? What am I going to find in that region? And look at what goes next. He said, this is desert. The question that will come to us is, are you going to send me to go and fast in desert? Most people, many people who go to desert, is the same word that was used when in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, when Jesus was driven to the wilderness. The same word. There is called wilderness, here is called desert. So it was there. We all know desert is a place that is uninhabitable. It's not fun. It's not somewhere you want to go with all you are running to. No, it's a dry place. Hallelujah. You know, John was in that wilderness, and he was proclaiming the word of God. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. So, it's desert. It's most of the time, our desert might be area we don't like. Might be a places in not in your locality or the area you are familiar with, but desert could be anywhere. It might not be fun, but most of the time, or maybe sometimes, let me use that, sometimes we find ourselves in a hard place we reject it, but that is where God wants us to be. That's where he wants us to go. Just a test of heart and say, is this guy willing to be used as my vessel. Notice here, God did not just go to Philip and say, Philip, I'm the angel. Okay, let me, what are you reading? You are reading Isaiah. I'm the one that is talking about. So, let me explain to you. No, if you want us to bear witness of him, if you want us to testify of what he did for us, so he enjoyed that. He loves that. He wants us to talk of the goodness of God, how he came, how he took our sins on the cross, how he died, how he was buried, how he rose again, how he's now sitting at the right hand of God. Very important. He enjoys it. He loves it. The gospel, the essence of our glory, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Without him, we are nothing. If he has not risen, all our saying, all our preaching is in vain. And the scripture says we are all to be pitiful. So we need to hear. We need to be obedient. Hallelujah. Now, you see from the scripture that this man, the eunuch, before my time runs out, this man had been reading, has been seeking, has been meditating on the scripture. It's amazing. Because the Lord knows our hearts, knows what we'll be meditating on, knows what we'll be seeking. So he watches. His eyes on his children. Don't think that he's not watching you. He lives with you. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, that he will never leave you, never forsake you. Never. He is with you. When you think that he's not with us, he is there. He's watching. Hallelujah. So this man was hungry to know God, as can be seen by the fact that he had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was reading the Old Testament scriptures as he traveled. You can imagine he's on the road. It's a time to nap. It's a time to read other literature. It's a time to begin to just look on the road as you are being taken on the chariot. The Lord directed one of his servants to travel over 100 miles to meet this man's needs. Why? Because the man himself has been hungry. The man had been hungry. The man has been seeking. The man wants to know who this man Isaiah is talking about. I don't know. God send me somebody. God teach me. I want to understand this scripture. See, this illustrates the extent to which the Lord will go to fulfill his promise of feeding those who hunger, that is, who diligently hunger and thirst after righteousness in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You notice that when Philip didn't know what he was reading, This man was reading these verses until after he obeyed God and approached the Ethiopian. You see, let's see what happened. Then the Spirit, that is verse 29. You can imagine instruction step by step. Instruction step by step. First and foremost, he had. Then he arose and went. Okay? Now, again, verse 27 says, so he arose and went. So as if we don't know that he arose and went. Okay? And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, had 4 minutes left until Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Look at the next instruction, verse 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near. Go near and overtake the chariot. You can see instruction. That is, it's like when we go on a road, it is when you will see the building. Okay? Then when you go on another road, you will see another building. You see, people are not, you will not likely see every building until you go on that section of the road. So you are not likely to receive instruction until you go on that area. That is, until you obey the first instruction, then another instruction comes. So now he said, approach. Then he approached. And we see that we would know ready for the gospel. So he obeyed God and approached the Ethiopian chariot. And he asked him, do you understand what you are reading? Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was Isaiah 53 from 7 to 8. You see? So we don't need to make the choice for people. So most of the time, or sometimes, we might make a choice and say, okay, I'm not going to minister to this guy. This guy, the way he looks, I don't think he will receive me. So we decide, no. We are not to decide. We are not to conclude if he will receive the gospel or not. So we just obey God's voice and let's approach. Hallelujah. So sometimes we are the missing puzzle in someone else's understanding of the gospel. That is, we provide what the person has been missing, the part of deception that he does not understand. So we provide the missing puzzle and it's all completed. Hallelujah. So both the teacher and the students, both of them have to open their hearts and be able to receive the word of God and be humble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My time has run out. So we see a miracle of Philip caught away, for the eunuch suddenly find himself alone. So the Holy Spirit took Philip to his next appointment, many miles away in Azotus. So Philip remained in Caesarea for many years, for several of God's use. So my time has run out. I pray that God will continue to minister to you, and you will have a hearing here and be used by the power of God to glorify his name in the name of Jesus.